Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only.
You fucking piece of shit!
It's sextastic.
For motivation, you still don't understand what our children are up against. Let me read you something that was posted on our message boards from someone who claims to be a member of a known pedophile network. It said this: he doesn't forgive, he does not forget, his group has over 9,000 penises, and they're all raping children. What? Still don't understand. Let me read you something that was posted on our message board from someone who claims to be a pedophile.
What does the scouter say about his power level?
9,000.
What?
Still don't understand.
What does the scouter say about his power level?
It's over 9,000.
So I want you to know that you're just the internet.
What?
So I want you to know.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch.
Nice, sweet turd. Nice, sweet turd.
Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Tuesday edition of DV. You killed Martin Luther King. You're stupid. You niggas are dumb.
You killed Martin Luther King. You niggas turn on each other. You're stupid. You turn on me on your
list. You're dumb. You're stupid.
You turn on me on your list.
You're dumb. I hope she says that.
Dumb.
Yes. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I got a great program for you today. Thank you so much for joining me. Brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday on this extended episode, which means if you are paying Sideshow Freaks, you'll get 10 to 15 minutes of bonus stupidity. Be on the lookout for that. Right now, though, let's get into Sextastic Tuesday. This is a stupid bit. If you're new to the program, don't know what Sextastic Tuesday is, basically, I search out for poorly written or bizarre or just disgusting porno stories, erotic fiction. Now, the goal is not to get you off. It's more to creep you out, or at least infuriate you on how poorly these things are written. Today, we've got a submission. This was sent in by DV listener Nick. He found it online. So here we go. Let's get into it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Sextastic Tuesday.
It's sextastic.
Bruce Wayne was paying a visit to Detroit City. That's right. Batman porn! Na 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 Batman, na na Batman, na na Batman, na 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 na, na Batman. Like a retard trying to sing that song. Na na Batman, na na na. By the way, when I was trying to find this fucking theme song and record it, I looked up a YouTube video and it fucking froze because I was using Internet Explorer for some, I don't know why. And, you know, it did that thing where it's like not responding and then it sort of fades out and, oh. So, of course, I had my mic up and this is what was captured. That's about right. Fucking piece of shit. Piece of fucking shit. Fuck. What the fuck? Frantically clicking. Piece of shit. Piece of fucking shit. That's my favorite part where I'm just whispering. Piece of shit. Piece of fucking shit. Piece of shit. That's right, Microsoft.
Piece of fucking shit.
That should be the fucking startup sound on Windows now.
Piece of shit. Piece of fucking shit.
Alright. Let's get back to the story here. Where was I now? Oh, yes. Nah, nah, Batman. Nah, nah, nah. Alright. Yes, Bruce Wayne was paying a visit to Detroit City because a cousin of him was very sick. So Bruce Wayne went with his chaff. Oh, my God. I think the author was trying to spell chauffeur, but spelled it C-H-O-F-F-E-R. He went with his chauffeur, but was very cautious because he took his bat suit with him. All right. always, you know, anticipating danger. When the chauffeur arrived with the limo, Bruce got out of his car and entered Cousin Oliver's building. Cousin Oliver was from the Brady Bunch, right? It was a very tall and dark place full of gargoyles. I'm sorry, gargoyles. Whenever I see that word now, I automatically think of the crazy Christian lady. Gargoyles, like it! And lightened torches all over the wall. As Bruce went up the stairs, he noted the handrail was full of a strange white sticky goo. Maybe it's hair gel, he thought. The stairs creak very much and looks like the place is going to fall apart. Them, Bruce Wayne found Cousin Oliver's room in the last floor of the building. But something was strange. The door was open and incense stench was flowing out of the room. Bruce ran inside the fast he could with the heart throbbing in fear of something bad. Oh no, this is awful and fantastic. Cousin Oliver was naked, on four on the ground with his ass filled with cheap trash burning incense. Bruce Wayne them... Why does he keep spelling it T-H-E-M? It's then. Then! Bruce Wayne then went to the other side and saw Oliver's eyes bulging and bleeding and something strange scarred on his forehead. That was a circle with a flower upside down. Damn, those bastards killed Oliver! I must go to the cop, said Bruce, shooting a photo of the forehead mark and collecting an incense copy from the cousin's butt. He closed... The incense stick was, you know, jammed in his asshole. He closed the door of the apartment and went to the police station. Now we're at the police station. Thank you, transition. When Bruce arrived at the police station, he told the cops what happened, but they just didn't care. Corruption was prevailing on Detroit City, and no one gives a damn. All right, let me talk with the commissioner, said Bruce to the fat cop in front of him. Oh, I don't think so. The commissioner is dating a whore, and I don't want to disturb, answered the pig-faced cop with a cigarette on his mouth. Oh, yeah, all right. Say him that Bruce Wayne's been here. And Bruce started to walk away. What? Bruce Wayne? Commissioner, Bruce Wayne is here, shouted the fat-ass pork. The commissioner emerged with a whore by his side from his room. His eyes got big and he went to shake hands with Bruce. Mr. Bruce, what a pleasure! What brings you here? Looks like you put to good use the money I donated last year. Your slut is very beautiful. She wasn't cheap, was she? The commissioner adjusted his tie and swallowed a gob. Mr. Wayne, I can explain! Don't need. I just want to report a murder. My cousin got killed in his apartment. My God, Mr. Wayne! Who could do that? I don't know. That's why I need you to discover. This is so poorly written. I love it. Don't be afraid, Mr. Wayne. We have the best detective here on the precinct. He is our most awesome cop in activity. ... RoboCop! Oh, no. Come here. The giant metallic... That's right. It's Batman RoboCop porn. Welcome to Distorted View Daily. Ting! The giant metallic bionic man emerged from an obscure room in the back of the building and started to walk to the Bruce's... direction. The pumping metallic steps was very distinct, thought Bruce. Okay, let's go. I want you to solve a mystery. Now all of a sudden he's like Italian. Okay, I want you to solve a mystery with me. I have a feeling this story is going to continue on a downward spiral. And then RoboCop followed Bruce Wayne. When they arrived with a taxi to the cousin building, they entered it, going up the stairs till the room of the murdering scene. But as they went in, no more body. Cousin Oliver vanished. What are they going to do? This is when they hear a scream outside the window. A woman is hanging outside of the building, grabbing a gargoyle and almost falling on the ground. Bruce hears that, but RoboCop is there. How could Batman save the woman? Bruce then says, RoboCop, use the phone and call the fire department.
I don't need phone. I have direct contact with them.
I know, my impression is spot on. Well, now I'm fucked, thought Bruce. The woman screamed again, but this time she was falling. Bruce had no time to think. He simply picked his mask, put it in front of RoboCop, and jumped from the window. He started to fall, seeing the woman falling too. Batman nosedived very fast, reached her, and held the girl with his strong arms, and with a quick movement, used the bat rope on a gargoyle, swing with the woman to the safety again. The woman was in shock, so Batman took her to a room and knocked on the door. As the resident opened the door, Batman raced to the top floor again without being seen. He entered the cousin's room, and RoboCop was there. You saw everything, RoboCop.
Yes, and when I come back to the precinct, they will extract my memories and analyze, discovering your identity.
Holy fuck! Are you gonna arrest me?
No, you're an agent doing vigilante work in a city where cops don't abide the law. I defend law, not the system.
Ooh. There is a way to extract your memories before they know everything, right?
Yes, but it will involve your masculinity.
My what?
I need to fuck you, Batman. This way, my memory backup is ejected from my butt, and we can delete what is important to preserve your identity.
Bruce Wayne stood in awe, looking to RoboCop's face. He must give away his manhood to be Batman again, or face the consequences of his life-saving deeds. Why you memory backup is expelled when you fuck?
This is a method to preserve my intimacy. If I want to sleep with a whore or a male escort, it's my right to delete my sexual encounter so no one acknowledge its existence.
That makes sense. Bruce, at least the author, injected some logic into his story. Bruce put his own hand on his chin and thought a bit. This wasn't something Bruce would like to admit. Bruce have a reputation to preserve. Now he's like talking like a caveman. Bruce have a reputation to preserve. Bruce very confused. Even if he likes young lads. But Batman suffered much abuse in his life. Losing his anal virginity will be only one more faithful act towards the welfare of humanity. All right, RoboCop, you can fuck me, but let's go to a motel. I don't want to violate my cousin's private space.
There's a problem, Bruce. I'm not with my penis now. I can't fuck you.
What? Why you not with it?
Because today is work day. I only attach my mechanical penis at weekends.
That's not going to be a problem. Let's go to the precinct so you can pick it up.
Impossible. They only liberate its use at Friday night, and I must return them at Monday morning.
Shit! All right, I've got to fast forward a bit here because the story's a bit long. So they try to find something that they can attach to RoboCop's crotch to fuck Bruce Wayne with, and lo and behold, Batman found in his utility belt a bat grenade, but told RoboCop he has to be gentle or else the grenade will go off. RoboCop picked up the grenade attached in his crotch, and red lights got immediately red on the grenade's body. What's this, Robo?
It means I'm very excited. Your ass is very round, and I love leather-clad men.
Whoa, I never saw my ass. I guess the leather modeled him very good.
What?
But now, RoboCop, we need lube, and I don't have any. Only boot grease.
We could use my lubricant oil. It's a bit old and needs a change, so there's no problem wasting it.
RoboCop then pushed a button on his left buttock, liberating a good dose of oil in his penis grenade. This grenade is very large, RoboCop. Don't go fast, or you'll rip my hemorrhoids.
Demand computed. I'm adjusting the pumping pressure. It's adjusted to level 3 from 10 possible levels of pleasure.
Batman then cracked open an abandoned warehouse, a famous bums community, but today the vagrants are partying at the beach, making orgies and drinking hot beer. There's a dirty bed full of dandruff and pubic hair. The semen is still fresh and smelling very bad, all mixed with black red blood. Probably a hobo was fucking the unwashed, dung-filled, hemorrhagic ass of a tramp. That was the only usable bed. The others were all shredded, covered in vomit and worms. RoboCop, you stay under me. I'm not touching this AIDS-covered shit.
Computed, Batman. I don't need to move myself. My adapted penis is capable of independent movement.
RoboCop laid on the bed waiting for Batman's ass to come and involve his machine-pumping ready member. Batman removed his gloves, his pants, his cape, and his shirt. He was only dressed with his boots to not touch the bed, his bat utility belt, and his mask. His dick was very hard because this was the first time Batman would make love with a cyborg man. Bats then sat. What? Oh, bat, maybe Batman then sat down. And the metallic cylinder slowly opened his ass. The old oil was helping a lot, but Batman found a problem. RoboCop, it's so cold in here.
No problem, Batman.
And then RoboCop activated the thermal transporter unit, heating the penis grenade to the temperature of human body.
Ah, that's much better. You know how to please a man, RoboCop, said Batman, moving his body up and down on the titanium power rod. The artificial nature of that android could matter less to Batman. He could feel a heat beating inside the steel-covered chest. Batman, still being penetrated softly, reached his hands on RoboCop's thighs. The hardness of that machine man was very ostensible. The stele of his legs was very sensual, resembling his Batmobile bodywork. RoboCop was liking too, despite his dull countenance. I don't know what that word is. He never penetrated such a strong man as Batman. With his hands, he gently cherishes the scar-laden back of the man-bat, feeling every imperfection and brutality his lower suffered throughout his life. For this moment, he can ease the pain that lonely man stands every day in the violent and dark streets. The two loving beings were feeling a strong bond, because the daily hardness and drudgery blocked their hearts to the little pleasures a man should have in the most intimate moments. They could understand one another, could share their traumas and loneliness, could love again, if only for the night. But then, the men reached their climaxes. Batman could feel his penis dripping the primal juices of life, ready to discharge the load of lust all over the heavens. Whoa, very poetic. RoboCop was in the same ecstatic state. Batman couldn't hold it anymore, and the semen got spurt all over the place, filling the warehouse with his most deeper feelings. That's a nice way to refer to cum. I'm going to call it my deeper feelings from now on. I just blew my deeper feelings all over your face. RoboCop them get hid of his body preclusion and let the oily juice flow its way. But the bat grenade was blocked by the pin, blocking the oil passage. It started to shake, causing more pleasure to Batman, and then the pin got dissolved by RoboCop's oil semen, releasing the gas inside Batman's rectum, while the oil flushed inside the man-bat. Fumes could be seen from a good distance being expelled from the Batman's ass mixed with the old machine oil. The other day, early in the morning, the two lovers woke up. The other day. They kisses one another, and then Batman saw something. RoboCop, your memory backup! Now we can save my identity!
Yes, it's correct, Batman.
But there was something RoboCop wasn't telling Batman. Something sad. RoboCop, I collected this incense and shoot this photo from my deceased cousin. Do you have something like this in your memory bank?
Let me analyze. Analyzing. Beep boop, beep boop. Analyzing. Beep boop, beep boop. Analyzing complete. Crossing the information on both subjects, I found this connects with a group of New Age hippies called the Return of Flower King. They worship 70s crap bands and sell secondhand the mamas and the papas t-shirts to crazy old ladies living in the sub...
Okay, you know what? We're done. Enough. I was just here for the sex between RoboCop and Batman. So there you go. That is your Sextastic Tuesday for January 25th, 2011, brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. Yes, Valentine's Day is coming up, and AdamandEve.com has a special deal for you. But first, before I give you the details, here's a little love song.
My life is brilliant. My love is pure. I saw an angel. Of that I'm sure. She smiled at me on a subway. She was with another man. But I won't lose no sleep on that, 'cause I've got a plan. You're beautiful!
You're beautiful! Alright. I suck. But you know what doesn't suck? AdamandEve.com special Valentine's Day promotion! Yes, you can make this VD one that you'll both never forget. You never forget a good VD. With this amazing offer from Adam and Eve, through Valentine's Day, you're going to receive 50% off just about any item. Just go to AdamandEve.com, use coupon code FREAK at checkout, F-R-E-A-K. That's just for my listeners. And you'll find over 18,000 adult entertainment products, including toys, lingerie, and I'm not sure what that is, and a seemingly endless selection of adult DVDs. There's more, though. With every single order, you're going to receive a romance kit. The romance kit includes a toy for him, a special massager for her coot, and a little something that I know you're going to both enjoy. And no, it's not poppers. AdamandEve.com is not going to ship you poppers. All right, that's not all. They're going to throw in free shipping, which is an amazing deal in itself. You're not going to worry about any shipping charges. So really, you're going to get 50% off just about any item, plus all sorts of free gifts, a free adult DVD to put you in the mood, and then free shipping. Just use coupon code FREAK at checkout, F-R-E-A-K, at AdamandEve.com. Receive 50% off. Make sure you take advantage of that deal now so you get all your goodies before Valentine's Day. AdamandEve.com, again, coupon code FREAK at checkout. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yes, today I've got an extended program for Sideshow Freaks, so if you'd like to hear it, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. You'll also get full access to the entire archive of programs, well over 2,000 programs. Plus, we do video cast, exclusive programs, weekend shows, that type of stuff. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one I have for you today has just a fantastic headline. The headline reads, "I was bashed with a dildo by a man in leather mask." Ta-da! I think this happened over there in Australia. An Andergrove mother was bludgeoned with a rubber dildo wrapped in duct tape by a home invader who also killed her little pet dog by strapping it up to a palm tree in a public park. The alleged attacker wore a leather mask, and his attack was premeditated and particularly violent, police said. The Daily Mercury, a newspaper over there, spoke with the 49-year-old victim about her ordeal. She was bruised and distressed and was upset by the death of her pet dog, a friendly little 15-month-old that may have bitten his attacker before he was killed. In another bizarre twist to the shocking case, blood in the dog's mouth will be DNA tested to see if it belongs to the man who allegedly killed him. Sean Michael Burke, 38, appeared in the magistrate's court yesterday, charged with burglary, armed robbery, and willfully and unlawfully killing a dog at night. Prosecutor Sergeant Sabine Scott says it will allege that a woman... Prosecutor Sergeant Sabina Scott said it will alleged that a woman, 49, and her son, 19, were at home when a woman came to the front door at about 3 a.m. and distracted them while Burke allegedly broke in. The son, you know, the thing is, this was a premeditated attack. Like, if you're thinking about committing a burglary or really any crime, why wouldn't you arm yourself with something a little more menacing than a rubber dildo? Even if you can't get your hands on a gun, a hammer or something would be better. And a goddamn dildo. I guess he just wanted a gimmick, you know? That's how people are going to remember him. I don't think he thought things through. All right, the son was chased through the house, into the backyard. Fearing for his life, he jumped over a fence to escape. The woman was hit with a dildo, which appeared to be wrapped in such a way with duct tape to make it better at bludgeoning. The female victim eventually fled on foot. Sergeant Scott said that the dog was taken to a nearby public park where it was taped with duct tape by the head and chest to a palm tree and died of asphyxiation. Investigating officers recovered the dog's body, found a leather mask and duct tape in a vehicle, and more duct tape in Burke's pocket. He had cuts on his arms, which could have been caused by a dog bite, Sergeant Scott said. Blood in the dog's mouth will be tested to see if it matches. Duty solicitor David Straczynski applied for bail for Burke and said, "I'm guessing there's a lot behind this matter which needs to be sorted out." Yeah, things aren't looking good for Burke running around with a goddamn dildo. Burke had been living with a housemate who got in his ear and he snapped, Mr. Straczynski said. He saw a GP at Slade Point last Friday and was to see a mental health officer on Monday afternoon, but these events have intervened. Burke had alcohol and mental health issues. No shit. Magistrate Ross Risen remanded Burke in custody overnight and will consider the bail application today. A woman, 21, who was allegedly involved in the incident, has been granted watch house bail to appear in court on January 29th. So there you go. The dildo bandit strikes again. Second story we have for you today, this one comes from Indianapolis. The Indiana Court of Appeals on Friday refused to adjust the 35-year prison sentence for a Gary man who punched an infant while walking along Fifth Avenue, causing the baby's death. Holy shit, quite a punch. Christopher K. Washington, 21, pleaded... Okay, I gotta be honest with you. There has been so many times where I wanted to punch a goddamn baby in public. Why would you bring a fucking infant to the movies? It doesn't make sense. The baby can't enjoy the movie. It's really just for you. You're being selfish. You want to enjoy the movie. You can't get a babysitter, so you drag that fucking little cunt turd along with you. What do you think it's going to do? Of course it's going to cry. Why? Because movies are loud. Really loud. The THX sound. Of course, what do you think the baby's going to do? It doesn't understand what that noise is. Come on. Gunshots, explosion, all that crap. If you're a fucking parent, you don't deserve to have time off or have fun. For 18 years, or at least until they're old enough to watch themselves, you get to be miserable. That's your prize for procreating. Look, you get some tax breaks and all that bullshit. The downside is you get to have no fun, and you should not be allowed to interfere with my life. Kids. So yes, while I don't agree with this guy punching a baby so hard it dies, if the baby didn't die, I would be, you know, all for this guy. All right, Christopher K. Washington, 21, pleaded guilty in September 2009 to felony battery in connection with the death of 5-month-old Eternity Bram. Mm-hmm. He and me. According to... Eternity. According to court... Sorry. She could be white. There's a possibility Eternity could be white. That's a very, very slim possibility. According to court and police records, Washington was walking with his girlfriend's children, age 5 and 6, and Bram, the daughter of Washington's girlfriend's sister, along Fifth Avenue towards Fillmore Street on October 4th, 2007, when Washington punched Bram several times. Upon reaching Bram's aunt's home, Washington put Bram in a bed and didn't tell anyone what happened. An autopsy showed the child died of a lacerated heart and liver and a depressed skull fracture from several blows to the head, chest, and back. Multiple punches. At the time of the incident, Washington was 18 years old and just 3 months out of the Lake County Juvenile Detention Center. Washington asked the appeals court for a reduced sentence, claiming the 35-year term was inappropriate in light of his character and nature of the crime. In a 3-0 decision, the Court of Appeals emphatically rejected Washington's request, pointing out that he received less time than the 50-year maximum sentence, and agreeing with the trial court that Washington's actions were brutal. Washington struck a defenseless infant with his fist several times. Well, you know, in his defense, the baby refused to fight back. Kind of just laid there and take it like a little bitch, causing her death in the presence of other young children, said Senior Judge John Sharpnack. The court said Washington's juvenile record, including crimes equal to robbery and intimidation for an adult, plus history of substance abuse and repeated probation violations, also weighed against a sentence reduction. So there you go. No break for the man who broke the baby's skull. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam. All right. To most Westerners, the idea of paying someone to stick little scoops and tweezers into their ears is downright unnerving. It's called torture. To the Vietnamese, it's an art. Yes, the procedure may sound like torture, but men line up day in and day out to experience this unorthodox probing. It's part of the country's pampering culture and is offered in corner barber shops. Apparently you can get luxurious shampoos, relaxing shaves and facials, and now ear hole pluckings or tweezings. I don't know what the fuck is going on. It's the picking of the ears that elicit moans of ecstasy. Yes, many returning Vietnamese Americans head straight to these barbershops, also known as hot talks, after disembarking from a long flight. It brings a lot of happiness, said Silicon Valley resident Guyen Tong Tam, who always heads to a hot talk upon arriving in the city. He likens a good ear picking to good sex. Indeed, fans of ear picking gleefully talk about eargasms. I shit you not. There is a spot near the eardrum that, when touched the right way, tingles, said 26-year-old ear picker Guyen Tai Li Hang. Hong, whatever. For one person, it may just be a tickle. For another person, it's a mind-blowing experience. In fact, the ear has a G-spot, said Dr. Todd Dre, an ear, nose, and throat surgeon at Kaiser Permanente Medical Center. The skin in your ear is super thin. It's paper thin. It's very sensitive. And there are a lot of nerves that converge in the ear. That explains why some customers have been known to blurt out, "Will you marry me?" Ear pickers usually ignore such exclamations as they would words of endearment from a drunk. Just as a shampoo in Vietnam is more than washing hair, it's also a head massage, shoulder massage, and a refreshing facial. Mm-hmm. full release. Ear picking is more than cleaning the ear. It helps reduce the tensions of living in the bustling, horn-honking metropolis of 9 million people. Though the practice is mostly popular among men, some Vietnamese women enjoy regular ear pickings too. Everybody is afraid the first time, but after, it's oh my god, said Katie Dang, a 20-something singer who spends time in the United States and Ho Chi Minh City. The men do a very good job, but the women are better. They have magic hands. Ear picking has long been practiced in Vietnam and other Asian countries, and a few Vietnamese barbershops in San Jose have quietly offered the service. But in recent years, practitioners in Vietnam have elevated it beyond simply removing earwax to an experience on par with massage. One prominent ear picker says, "Some people like it really soft, others like it to hurt. It's like a massage." After scooping up some earwax, she scrapes it onto the customer's hand as a way to show off her handiwork. Ew! The tools include a tiny razor to shave hairs, a miniature shovel-like device to scoop up wax, tweezer-like objects to scrape the inner ear, and little cotton balls on sticks that are twirled inside the ear to tickle the skin. The overall effect is so soothing it's not uncommon for customers to doze off. The procedure, ear pickers say, takes about a week to learn, but months to perfect. Those who become highly skilled develop a following. Ear pickers ply their trade with a mix of intense concentration and flirtation. One reason men often don't want to tell their girlfriends or wives about their ear experiences. Frisky ear pickers sometimes blow into customers' ears. There are stories of customers leaving their wives for ear pickers and a life of in-home ear pleasure. Of course, all this fun doesn't come without risk. Yes, hepatitis. Ear specialists caution against unsafe ear picking. If implements are reused without being sterilized, which is common in many shops, customers can be exposed to a variety of viruses and even hepatitis B, or the human boboli virus, though that's relatively rare. Too much ear picking can leave ears dry and itchy. If done improperly, ear picking can pack wax deeper into the ear, causing an infection, also known as a swimmer's ear. It's like smoking or drinking, said Trong Phong, a 44-year-old professional who visits a bare-bones barbershop every 2 weeks or so. Some of my friends say it's not safe, but I still come here. They do it without license or insurance. If something bad happens to you, I don't know what they could do. Why would you continue going there? They're not insured, but whatever. Whatever happens, they're just jamming sharp objects into my ear hole. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, the program that I use to play these fucking voicemails is not working, so we've got to improvise here. I'm sure this will be a total disaster. Yes, caller?
Hey, white man. This is a brown man speaking, and I was just calling in to clarify a point. I'm fairly confident that I'm the only brown man, so to speak, who calls into the voicemail. I haven't heard anybody who said that there's a brown man calling in when it wasn't me.
Well, brown is, there's different types of brown, and I think you mentioned that you're more of the Middle Eastern brown as opposed to the Hispanic brown. So if there are any other Middle Eastern-ish or Indian type of listeners, call in, I guess.
Jagu, Timmy Boo, it is, let's see, 4 years?
Zach from
Florida? Starting my 4th year sideshow membership, Mike in New York.
Oh, no.
What a dude. Just wanted to call and tell you that you have a very interesting sense of time, and I think I'm going to have to adopt it myself. As back on the Wednesday show, let's see if that'd be Wednesday, who the fuck cares, you said tomorrow will be a sideshow program, so go ahead and sign up, and then tomorrow we'll have the Friday show. So, you know,
really?
Thursday, Friday, the same day. I think I should really get behind that.
Oh, I see.
You know, only 4 days of work per week, that'd be nice.
I screwed up.
But, all right. That's all I really got to say. Timmy, keep up the good work. Looking forward to another year with DB.
Oh,
hoping you don't die in a horrible accident and
oh,
I have to
right.
feel like my $50 went to nothing. But, you know, whatever. Check you.
All right, thank you very much for that. Moving on now.
Hey, Tim. Tone Deaf Sean here. I just drove by this fucking church with the sign out front, and it says, Jesus loves you so much.
Oh, douche chills. That's awful. So stupid. All right, next caller.
Hey, Timmy Boo.
Hello.
So, got this whole wiping nonsense. Fuck. It doesn't really matter.
Yes, it does.
I tried this whole method you suggested with the leaning sideways and wiping. doesn't work because you can't really check the sheet to make sure it's clean. And I mean, you yourself.
What do you mean you can't check?
Sure
I'm always
right?
looking at my toilet paper. Come on, you don't know you're doing it wrong.
Hey there, Timmy Pooh. This is a Lifetime Sideshow Scary Bob here.
Yes.
Say, you had quite a back and forth the last week or two about whether people wipe their butt sitting down or standing up or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the deal with me.
Okay.
When I'm, after I take a really huge dump, I will
you lay down
wipe
on
from
your
the
stomach,
front, sitting down.
That's how you
then
wipe?
I'll wipe from the back, sitting down, wipe from the front, sitting down. But then, since I want a squeaky clean asshole, I'll stand up and get a baby wipe. And then wipe it down and then flush it all
acceptable.
Down. So I think I do that because, you know, the toilet paper and the wipes aren't in the same place that the wipes are somewhere else. They're not
okay.
near the toilet
well, that's
paper. So I guess you could say I am a hybrid. So
all right. Well, thank you very much. Maybe there are some more hybrids out there. You're the next
hey,
step in human evolution, I think.
Hey, Tim. It's Sideshow member Tom from Seattle. First, just wanted to make sure you got the latest round of international soda that I sent to you, courtesy again of my employer. Also, you had mentioned
I haven't checked my post office box, so if you did send something in the last couple weeks, probably a couple weeks now. Jeez, I gotta get to that post office box.
On the
hell knows what's festering inside that box.
Sideshow exclusive show here recently that you were wondering why people would stand up and wipe their shit after taking the dump, and I do that, and I think it's weird that anybody would do it while they're sitting down, so there you go.
I should set up a poll on the website, because we're getting a lot of people calling in saying that they stand up, but that might just be because all the normal people, I don't know,
hey,
trying to justify that. I feel like I'm in the right here, like I'm wiping properly.
Hey, Tim, it's Nick from Connecticut here.
But I'm getting a lot of calls saying that, you know, you should be standing
Tim
up.
Tim, Nick from Connecticut here. I'm currently driving my way to college, smoking a blunt, listening to some of your voicemails from a show about a week ago, and it sort of dawned on me that you are the sole coverer in the media of the Gunnar Bader scene.
Yes.
Like, you, Timmy,
I'm an original.
Are the only Gunnar Bader correspondent
yes.
in the world.
I have brought you all... Gooners. That's my contribution to the world. And I also brought Japan Pantascore.
Once again, to help you out with your vocabulary deficiencies. On Friday, when you were telling the story of the Chinese man capable of great feats of vomitus, you were befuddled by the word Katzenjammer. It's a German word. It means cat, whale, and it is often used to describe the discordant and disoriented feeling of a hangover, hence its relevance to the story.
Okay, all right, well, thank you very much for the correction. I don't like pants. He's a know-it-all. Yes, caller! 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 See, this is why I don't like this software that I'm using here. Okay, and finally... I didn't want to reboot my computer. I can get this, the program that I usually use to play my voicemails froze, and it won't load now, so now I'm just using a different media player.
Hey, Timmy Boo, what do you do? Me, Alex from Pittsburgh. I must be heading back to school. I actually have some interesting facts for you. I think we're going to have Angelica on our car.
What?
I can hear him muttering in his...
I don't want to hear this. Shut up. All right, that is all the time we have. I don't know. All of a sudden, I'm in a horrible mood. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, is it no God? Piece of shit. Piece of fucking shit. Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. If you are Sideshow freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, we'll see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Piece of fucking shit.